Buzzlet on the beat.
Hi guys, today is Friday and this is Charles with the Barbershop Group, and hope everybody is having a beautiful, beautiful Friday. I know where I am, the weather's not that great, but hey, you know, you're grateful for what you're grateful for, right? And we can just prepare for a better weekend. But I want to come in here today and introduce my co-host. Today for a while, we had been looking for someone to come in. I know you guys don't always want to listen to my voice. And after some due diligence, we decided to add a co-host. And it was really interesting how this happened. So today, you guys will get the opportunity to hear the new voice on the Barbershop Group podcast. And he's got a lot of interesting things to say, very interesting background, and I hope that you all will enjoy it. So without further ado, I would like to introduce you all to Riley McGee. Riley, are you there?
I'm here. How you doing?
Oh, man, you know what? I'm doing fairly well. I'm very wet, but other than that, I have no complaints. So how are things up there in your area?
Yeah, it's I heard you talking about the weather. Not great here. It's crazy. It was like 75 degrees just a couple days ago, and the next day it's snowing and sleeting. I'm in the New York area, and it's
right.
Not the best.
Yep. No, I know how that weather can be out there as well. You know, guys, Riley found the Barbershop Group in a very, very interesting way. Riley, would you like to tell everybody how that happened?
Yeah, I guess, you know, in one word, it'd probably just be serendipity. but it really is kind of random, I guess. I was, you know, on Instagram, social media, I try to keep as up to date as I can on the platforms, and something that came across you know, my came to my attention was this app called Anchor. And so I downloaded it, tried to see what it was about. And probably within the first 5 minutes of me poking around, I just stumbled across, you know, the Barbershop Group, and I heard some of what they were talking about and started to look into it a little more. I'm curious by nature, and started finding out a little bit, you know, about Charles and you know, what the Barbershop Group was doing. Decided to reach out, saw they had a podcast, and just you know, we started a conversation, and that's kind of where it took off, was from starting from there.
Right. Yeah. And it's pretty interesting, guys. I know a lot of people say, well, what is the point of social media, right? A lot of people probably use it for fun and things like that. But every now and then, you actually do get the opportunity to connect with someone, to network with someone. And I thought, wow, this is fate. For those of you who don't know, you may have heard Riley say that he was in the Hudson Valley. And the irony is that I used to live in the Hudson Valley as well, probably about 20 or 30 minutes north of where Riley is currently. And so it was really interesting to have someone from that region reach out to me. And I'm like, wow, you know, it makes me kind of nostalgic. But so if you guys are out there, you know, you're using Twitter and Instagram and things like that, you know, yeah, you can use it for fun, but keep your eyes open, because you may have the opportunity to do some really awesome networking with people, especially if you know what it is that you want to do, things that you're interested in. You just never know what doors are going to open up for you. So I think that's pretty awesome. You know, Riley, I was thinking about the Barbershop Group, and I was kind of mulling some things over in my head about it. You said that you had been kind of poking around and you found Anchor and everything like that. Were you looking to reach out to men? Were you looking for guys who were talking about men's issues? Like, what motivated you? What inspired you?
You know, like I said, I'm curious by nature. I really consider myself a people person. I love meeting people. I love hearing stories. I love connecting, and really that was the at the heart of it, was just connecting. When I see, you know, like-minded individuals who are trying to, you know, accomplish something or do something, I mean that's where my heart is, you know. I remember I had a positive psychology class in when I was an undergrad, and one of the things that we had to do in that class was write down, you know, what our dreams and goals are. And I remember I wrote that my dreams and goals were to help other people reach their dreams and goals. so really, I mean, like, that can be super broad. But, you know, for the sake of this conversation, as far as, you know, when we met, it was intriguing. It was, you know, I you know, wanted to reach out, and I love connecting with people. And I really think that you could call it good karma, or, you know, what goes around comes around, or, you know, it depends on what your beliefs are. But I really believe that when you put good out into the world, that it'll come back.
It'll come back. That's right.
Yeah. And I don't know when. It's not always right away. And it might be in a different shape or form than you expect. But I, you know, I just wanted to kind of the angle that I took is I just wanted to learn more and see if I could help. For me, yes. You know, that's big, is if I can add value to someone's day, someone's career, passion, their life, if it's 30 seconds or if it's 10 years of friendship, or, you know, whatever it turns into, I'm pretty open when it comes to those sorts of things.
Got you. That's good. That's good. So I too, you know, believe that what you put out, you get back. And every so often I talk about what I've learned from people like Wayne Dyer, who were big proponents of karma, big proponents of putting goodness out there so that the universe gives it back to you. And you're right, you don't know when, but just the mere fact that you have done it, you have to believe that as soon as you do it, it's already there for you. Okay, it's really already there for you. It may not manifest physically the way that we assume, but it's already there. You know, I think that a lot of people still have questions about the barbershop group. And I think it's very, very important for us to be able to answer those questions as clearly as we can, because that's the attraction. You know, the barbershop group is basically a model based on the physical barbershop that a guy would go to get his hair cut. You know, you hear a lot of different discussions happening in barbershops, whether it's political discussions, current affairs, sports, issues with wives, girlfriends, whatever the case may be. You know, guys talk about those things in barbershops. And one of the things that I noticed was that it was very difficult for me to get men to talk about some of the real issues that we face while sitting on a couch. You know, as an addictions counselor, they're not really comfortable walking in and saying, "Hey man, this is what I'm dealing with right now." But if you go to the barbershop, you're probably going to hear about it.
Crazy how that works.
It is crazy how that works. It's very crazy how that works. So one of the things that we're trying to do, that we will do with a barbershop group, is just, we want to put ourselves out there. We want to put goodness out there. We want to put goodness out there for you guys, and hopes that you can do that for somebody else. It doesn't even have to come back to us. Okay. That's what's key. So Riley, I've got a question for you, and you don't have to answer it now, but I think that the listeners may want to know. It's like, well, okay, like, what is it that you really want to do with the barbershop group? Like, why should somebody come in and listen to the podcast with you on it?
That's a great question. And, you know, I can give some thoughts on it, but honestly, I think that my answer wouldn't be as valuable or as important as the listener's answers and what they're, you know, because really it comes back down to value. And for me, you know, I'm really big on perspective. I think that, you know, I used to be, I had friends call me a realistic optimist or an optimistic realist, or, you know, it depends on where you're coming from, I guess. But I really think that when the more perspectives you can add to something, I think the closer you can get to the truth.
Right.
And, you know, I always kind of had this model in mind, kind of can be like mathematical, but for those of you, and this is not my background at all, but but in the computer science world, the way that you make a circle is with a series of straight lines. Just on a graph, you know, you might have done that in math class in high school or something. You draw from the top of the y-axis down to the bottom of the x, and you just keep doing all these straight lines. You'd be amazed. You keep doing it, eventually you'll create a perfect circle.
Wow.
And it's I like to use that analogy because I think that, you know, everybody's got a slightly different truth and a slightly different belief, and whether or not you believe in there being an absolute truth or one single truth or not, the fact of the matter is that the more people you get together, I really do believe the closer you can get to that perfect circle,
that answer, circle.
The, you know, the truth, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, in short, I guess I would just say that, you know, the benefit of having, you know, someone with, you know, a different perspective is that it gets you closer to that answer. And hopefully, whether it's, you know, Charles and I, you know, bouncing off of each other, or it's, you know, something that I say a little bit differently, it could even be the same thing. I'm just backing up Charles, but I use just a slightly different word, and it triggers something for you. I mean, that to me is a powerful moment when you have that click.
Absolutely.
I think that happens with a different perspective.
Yes. The synergy, you see, exactly. And that's right out of some of Wayne Dyer's books. If anybody is into Wayne Dyer, you know about Hay House and all the stuff that he's done that he did over the years. But yeah, synergy is extremely, extremely important. And when synergy takes place, I think that's when you get to optimal health and well-being. So for me, I know that in my view, it was very, very, very easy to make the selection to bring Riley on and have him be a part of what it is that we are trying to do. And just so you guys know this, one of the other cool things is that Riley has done a lot with young athletes. And I think that, you know, as barbershops go, right, we can't ever get away from sports as men. Some way, somehow, we'll be involved, whether it's us, you know, watching the game, or maybe we've got a kid who's involved in sports or something like that. And maybe some of us are still involved. I know those days are over for me. But I think that the mentality of sports can translate very well, even today, for other areas of our lives. So that's something key. You know, as I said, I wanted to introduce Riley to you guys and just let you all know that, yes, it's still the Barbershop Group podcast, and you will hear another voice. And I also want to let you guys know as well that we are now on Patreon. And one of the things that's really cool about Patreon is that you can get some access to some podcasts and other things where, you know, free listeners may not get access to those things. And one of the things that that you'll be able to get access to is daily motivation and some of the writings and things of that nature that Riley's put out there. And you can support us by going to patreon.com/thebarbershopgroup. And you can contribute monthly. You can contribute $5, $10, or $15. And I believe at the $15 a month level, you get access to some really, really interesting writing, some things that we have been putting together. And it makes the podcast go. As you guys know, it costs money to do things like this, and your contribution definitely helps. So if you like it or love us, please go to www.patreon.com/thebarbershopgroup and make your contribution today. So Riley, I wanted to thank you for jumping on really quick and just introducing yourself to the audience. I know that we originally planned on interviewing a guest today as well, and that had to be rescheduled. That's okay. For you guys listening, please know that we are constantly getting dates for interviews, and we're trying to get them out there as fast as we can. If you know of individuals who are doing great work in your community with men who are urging men to reach higher heights, okay, and improve well-being, please, by all means, send us an email. You can contact us on Facebook, on Instagram. All you've got to do is look up the Barbershop Group, and we would love to hear what it is that you have to say about the candidate. We can always use an extra guest on the show. Okay, Riley. So I know that you regularly put out a weekly newsletter. Can you tell our guests about that newsletter a little bit?
Sure, yeah. So it's called the Mentalitude Mindset. Without getting too much into the backstory, it's basically, you know, just a way that I found I could reach some of my, you know, readers, listeners, some people that follow, you know, some of the work I do or projects I'm working on. And really what it is just a quick message, every Monday morning that's just supposed to be, you know, the intent is to inch people, you know, week by week towards a healthier, stronger mindset. I'm really big on mindset, and Charles, I know, you know, but the listeners might not yet. That my background's in performance psychology and counseling psychology, and really just anything having to do with getting people to be the best they can be. So for me, you know, I've always felt like some people are ready to just dive right in and go for it, and that's awesome, that's great, but that's not most of us.
Right.
Some people, you know, some people you gotta warm up to it, you gotta ease into it, and I think sustainability is huge for, you know, lots of things, but, you know, forming a habit. And so I think having just a 60-second little message each week that you can start your week off right usually starts with some sort of quote and some sort of my interpretation of that quote and what that means. And then just a little action step, like something to think about, something you could practice. That's really all there is to it for the Mentalitude Mindset newsletter. Yes. You know, comes in your email inbox every week.
Awesome. And how can they sign up for that?
There's a couple ways. The easiest, there is a link that I have for it, but it's not easy to remember. So unfortunately, the best way is probably to go to my website, which is RileyMcGhee.com, and that's RileyMcGhee.com, and you'll see it on there. You'll see a spot where you can sign up. It'll say join now for the Mentalitude Mindset newsletter.
Awesome. Okay, guys. Well, listen, we thank you very much for listening in today. And we hope that you will have a great, great weekend. Be safe out there. Don't drink too much. Uber and Lyft is always available to you. Okay. Or call a friend. And also, guys, remember, every Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern, we have our video webinar. It's just a free check-in for guys to come in and do just that. Check in, blow off some steam, hear what we're talking about. You don't have to share if you don't want to share. You could be a fly on the wall. But we just want you to know that it's always available to you. So until next time, you all have a great weekend. Bye now.